there's the tree. We made it.
Hey, we made it. Every one of you should be proud. You've completed a huge part of your journey to be free from anxiety, worry, and fear. Even if you have more to go, you have accomplished a lot. Now, gather around the tree. We have a few things left before we wrap up.
Oh, I forgot the size of this thing. Emily, why did you tell him about the last surprise?
Another surprise?
Everyone dump your stuff over there and follow Emily.
Guys, we didn't show you this on the way in. This tree. I love this tree, and I love this time we're about to have. Come around to the back of it.
What is it?
I want to see.
Is that an old well? It looks just like it came out of a book.
Yes, it is, Matt. It was built by the first family that settled on this land over 100 years ago. It's still working, and the bottom is full of water. It's very deep, but you can see the wall around it is in great shape, so it's safe. We have a ceremony that we want to do, so everyone take a seat on the logs.
Guys, this ceremony goes all the way back to the first journey. We want you to stop and think about how you've changed, what things you've learned, what seems better. Where do you want to keep changing and growing?
For all the kids listening at home, you can write the same thing in your journal.
Each of you probably has different emotions about being back here. Some wishing we were still out on the trail. Others thinking we've been out there too long. It's normal. But you know what? Everyone here has changed. So while your friends are gathered around, let's talk about the things we've noticed getting better in each other. This is all encouragement, guys. Okay, who wants to start?
I will. I want everyone to know I haven't had a single panic attack this whole trip. I thought about it a few times and even felt a little bit of crank. But for some reason, out here, I just wasn't scared of it.
Way
nice.
To go.
Awesome. That's great.
I don't think I'm all the way done yet. But knowing it's just my body doing something normal, but at the wrong time, seems to take some of the weirdness away. It still feels really bad, but it's just crank doing his thing.
Jordan, that is really strong. You really are a ninja.
Just like Kung Fu. When it comes, I'll just accept it and go with it. Then do a double high fly kick and smack Crank.
Jordan!
I'll go since I have the same stuff as Jordan. I need to tell you guys that I was really scared and really homesick at first. I tried to hide it, but I would cry when you guys weren't looking. I kept thinking I would never see my mom and dad again. But when we covered wacky thoughts, I realized I was making up all these scary thoughts. I've been learning to make better thoughts. I think understanding the prophet helped me the most.
Brianna, I think you should be really proud. You're one of the youngest, and I bet it was really hard to leave your mom. But you've done great. You know something?
What?
You left Benny at the campsite.
I did? Wow, I didn't even think about him.
I know, and that's a sign you're getting better. I got him, though. He's in my backpack.
Wow, I guess I have come a long way. Thanks for bringing him, Madison.
Brianna, way to go. I want to go next. Guys, you are all really covered in germs.
Thanks a lot. Wow.
Just kidding. Well, not entirely. I've been really working on postponing. I'm tired of my fear of having tantrums. I have a ways to go, but I'm making progress. That gives me some hope.
Man, way to go. I don't get your worries about germs, but I realize it's like me around new people.
Speaking of that, Cedric, was that you just speaking in front of the whole group?
Yeah. You guys quit looking at me. Just kidding. Hey, look. I'm all embarrassed right in front of you. Everybody look. I'm advertising. Watch. I will get all sweaty. Come on, sweat. Waiting. Whoa. This is weird.
What's weird?
When I invited the sweat, it didn't come. Holy cow. So when I try to avoid the sweat, it comes. But when I invite it, it doesn't. That zany response thing really does backfire. Huh. Awesome.
I think you just put your own Frankensteiner on your people fear thing, dude.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, like male bonding. I thought it was extinct.
Watch it, you.
I think that my challenge is going to be mind reading. I guess I really worry about what other people think. Sort of a people pleaser thing. I just want everyone to like me. Friends, teachers, you guys.
We all like you. A lot.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. I just need to be okay with being myself and not always trying to figure out what everyone else is thinking about me. I was imagining the worst.
I don't like you.
Dr. David? What the heck?
Jordan, it's okay. Before this journey, that would really freak me out.
But I'm thinking I have a lot of evidence that you do like me, Dr. David. So, you are messing with me, right? Even if you really don't, my friends do. So I'll be okay.
Ashley, I don't like you. I've grown to really like you a lot. I also love how you just responded to me. Way to go.
Ashley, your response was amazing. Way to get the evidence and trust it.
Really? Just so you know, I was prepared to compel Dr. D if you needed it.
Bring it on, dude.
Guys, as you know, I didn't want to do this. To be honest, I thought you guys were a bunch of wimps. I'm really sorry. I don't think that now. Before, I was always competing, always feeling pressure to be so perfect. I would sometimes hit myself, I would get so angry. Then if I ever messed up, I would feel so guilty. I think the biggest thing for me was just accepting things. It is what it is. That's my new motto, and I'm gonna chill with it. I'll still work really hard, but I'm giving up perfectionism.
Ooh, yeah,
you go, Madison.
Every kid who completes the journey has done something that we want you to do now. Dr. Chris?
Guys, take out your stone. Your stone represents your fears. Take a minute and imagine passing your fears to the stone. When you're finished, just drop it in. Leave them at the well. Jordan, you started off, so come up first.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Chill. Look, guys. Chill's here.
Hey, Chill.
Hey, Chill.
Hey, little people. Like, I thought I'd come by and see you guys off.
Where's Crank?
You know, Crankster won't show up if you guys don't think wacky thoughts. You guys have been doing so good. You know, using all the stuff the docs have given you. But he got totally bored waiting for you to call him up. He was like, walking in circles, muttering. Dudes, it was a sad sight.
Are you serious? Wow, I can't believe it.
Me either.
Dudes, after you guys took the plunge off the cliffs, he realized no one was calling for him anymore. He couldn't even trick you with a false alarm. He's still around for true emergencies, you know, but nothing else. But I'm here, dudes and babes. I'm always here. Anytime you need to chill.
Now I know I'm ready to drop this stone into the well.
Way to go, Jordan.
Thanks.
Brianna, come on, you're next.
And so it was. Each team member dropped their stone into the well and left for home, feeling glad that they had come on this journey to overcome their fear. We hope you're glad you took this journey with us. Hopefully you've learned many things and know what to do as you head back to your lives. Your anxiety may not be completely gone yet. That's okay. Mine wasn't either at this point. Review your journal and listen to Turnaround again and again. You'll be amazed how you hear and learn something new each time you listen to it. Thanks for letting me be your student guide during this trip.
Dr. David and I echo what Emily said. Review your journal and listen to Turnaround again. Each time through, you're going to learn something new, and it will help you turn around your fear into freedom.
We'd love to hear from you. In the back of your journal, you'll find a form that you can use to write us a letter. Please let us know what you thought about Turnaround. We love hearing from kids. You mean a lot to us to hear from you and help us make Turnaround even better.
You guys will beat this. You can deal with it, and we are proud of you. Now, off you go. Turn around your fears into freedom. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you all.